Let's look even now in our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter of Isaiah.
Yes.
There at verse number 18, just one passage that spoke to me, and I asked the Lord to help me to shed some light on it.
Yes.
You found it, say amen.
Amen.
It says, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders. But you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise.
Yeah.
I want to talk this morning from the sermonic title, Hope in Our Darkest Hour.
Wow.
Hope in Our Darkest Hour. Evil is that which is morally wrong.
Yeah.
That which is sinful, that which is wicked.
Yes.
Evil behavior includes committing sins against someone, and in particular, committing sins against God.
Yes.
Evil made its debut in the Garden of Eden. Showed up there and conjured up a lie and caused Adam and Eve to make the wrong choice, telling them what God said when they already knew what God said.
That's right.
Yep.
The enemy tries to change our minds and make us doubt ourselves. And he was successful, that serpent. That rascal, as my mother used to call him, old Slewfoot. But evil didn't stop there. It connected with violence in that same family, the first murder recorded where Cain murdered his brother Abel.
Yes.
Jealousy at the root.
Yeah.
It didn't stop there. Evil and violence showed up at Golgotha. And there on an old rugged cross, we saw those with hate crucify our Savior.
Yes.
No surprise, because he said that I'll be double crossed, I'll be beaten, I'll be lied upon, I will die, but on the third day I will rise again.
Yes.
Evil and violence have found themselves in our history.
Yes.
Boarded ships with slaves from West Africa heading to this shore, millions died in the Middle Passage. Evil and violence. Nazi Germany, Jews gassed by the millions. We're familiar with evil and we're familiar with violence.
Yes.
Evil and violence claimed the lives of persons like Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and somebody that we know, a tragedy where evil and violence were at work.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past few days and weeks, we've seen this happening in places like Texas.
Yeah.
And in New York, evil, violence, evil people, violent acts. And we must go beyond our thoughts and our prayers. While they may be well-meaning, we can't just stop there.
That's right.
But we must not allow evil and violence to steal the headline on this Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but even during the course of the week, I said, well, Sunday cometh. And when I know when Sunday comes, I got an opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Yes, I can do it at home. But it's something about getting with the saints and say, you know what, no matter what's going on, our hope is built on nothing less. Amen? So I stop by with some hope in our darkest hour. Some time ago, a pastor colleague of mine started a church in the Hamden area of Baltimore City, and he put up on his marquee the neighborhood talk dealer. I thought that was unique. In other words, he was dealing, well, y'all caught that, didn't you?
Yeah.
He was dealing hope.
That's right.
That every corner he came to, he had some hope to deliver. And I thought about that thing. I said, you know, as those of us who are in the body of Christ, in spite of what we've experienced, if we don't have hope, who has hope?
Yes, that's right.
And yes, we've lamented with those around us and said, this is really horrible. But then it is. But we have not lost our hope. In the text today, it is Isaiah. Let's call him the modern day hope dealer. He writes over in the 6th chapter, the 18th verse, about all the disobedience that's taking place. Isn't that a familiar theme? That folks mess up. God forgives them. Calls them back. They mess up again.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
That sounds like you. Goody two-shoe one moment. Hell raiser the next. But blessed be the God that he will send someone, in this case, a prophet, a mouthpiece to remind the people that they need to be humble. People who put God on the back burner. It may seem strange to you that some people don't believe in God.
That's right.
They could care less. They've made it on their own merits, and it causes you to cringe. I saw somebody cringe. Like, oh, my God. But that was us.
Yes, yes.
We played church. We went to church, but in the midnight hours, after hours, we were just like them. And so Isaiah stops by to help them to realize, to imagine that there were brighter days ahead.
Amen.
Hope filled in our darkest hour. And that's what's unfolding in this passage. And when I read this, I thought about it. So that's kind of powerful. Isaiah, what are you saying here? And you've written this. And I said, what is too hard for God? It says, no longer will violence be heard in your land.
Yes. Yes.
Violence. God wrote about it by way of Moses in the first book of the Bible, Genesis 6 and 11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence.
Yeah.
I've alluded to it. Violence didn't just start yesteryear.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And we've always had to deal with a violent society.
That's right.
And, you know, folks won't be talking about violence, and that when God comes and does his divine work, that violence won't make the headline news. But I just believe that God is able.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
No matter how bad it looks, that God is still a God of hope.
That's right.
I could just plant my seed right there that I've got hope in the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reverend, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you preachers are saying, but you need to get to the street and you need to get a new plan. And I hear people saying they need a new crime plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What we need is a Christ plan.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah. I mean, I run into the police commissioner and of different jurisdictions and the mayor, et cetera. Yes. Nice people, but they're just like us.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Except we've got the power to speak it.
That's
amen?
Right.
But to say that violence will no longer be heard, just think about that. We've had pockets of time when we've felt peace that passes all understanding. But I come by today as the hope dealer.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
These are parting words that Jesus even said to us, John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace.
Yes.
But in the world you shall have tribulation.
Yeah.
But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Yeah.
The world.
Yeah.
I just believe that.
Yeah.
No bed of roses, but I believe even in the tough times that God is still present.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my God, you've each experienced some painful moments in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And folks are wondering, where is your God? He's right here. I know it may not look like I'm ever going to get through this, but God neither sleep nor sleep. God is not out on break. God is not on a 5-star vacation. God is yet alive. I've said it before. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Hope in our darkest. This promise of hope. And then he goes on to say that nor ruin or destruction will be in your borders. Sounds like Disneyland. You mean, is it really like that? Can God do that? Yes, he can. Has God done that in your life? That you were in a situation where everything was falling down around you and God came through for you. I don't want to push you this morning. And has that been your experience?
Yeah.
Have you seen God work and you knew it was God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Instead of me taking the credit, he gets all the glory.
Yeah,
right. Isaiah spoke hope to the people and talked about how God would provide for them, how God would protect them, how God would defend them, how God would defeat enemies. This devastation and destruction, God is yet a God of hope. You get nothing else today. So now the pastor said that Isaiah said that God is a God of hope. And somebody may ask you, well, who is Isaiah and who is your pastor? It don't matter. The God that we serve is a God who is totally in charge. He can do anything, anytime, anyway. That's the God. I really, that's what got me this week. Can I just be honest? I said, I know, I'm going to go ahead and do Faith Part 3 because I told the people that's what I was going to do. Okay. Guess what? You a preacher.
That's right.
If you don't have any hope, well, who else has hope?
Yeah.
You are a Christian.
Yeah.
If you don't, if you're gloom and doom, folks say, well, if they're Christian, if he upset it and don't have no hope, I have no hope either. Amen?
Amen.
Hope that God in securing these borders would prevent the loss of life and property.
Yeah.
God is a protector.
Yes, he is.
Psalm 121:8 says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. There's something about speaking his name. Amen. I love what Psalm 18:10 says, the Lord is a strong tower.
Yes.
Amen. That the righteous will run to him for cover.
Yes.
No longer will ruin or destruction be within your borders. No longer will violence be spoken. But when I got to the latter portion of this, you know I got excited. Because I've never seen this passage before. You know, some words are familiar. But every now and then God will show you a passage that you've never seen before. And it was this part. But you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Oh, I like that.
Yes.
And then I went to the Message Bible because the Message translation, that's kind of street talk.
Come on,
it says the people will name their main street Salvation Way and will install a praise park at the center of town. Isn't that good news today? Hallelujah. Hope turns to joy in the midst of what we are going through, in the midst of evil and violence. God is still worthy to be praised.
Yes, he was.
He's no less God now than he was then. He's a God, as mom and dad would say, who sits high and he looks low. That used to scare me. Amen?
Yeah.
That God got an eye on everything you're doing.
Yeah.
Even when nobody else is watching you, that we got to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Or you got to work some stuff you bought.
Right.
Mom and dad didn't know, and nobody know. But blessed be the God, he knew.
That's right.
And he still looked beyond our faults. A God who has a perspective. Genesis 1:21 says, so God created mankind in his own image. My God, what a template that you come from. Genesis 1:31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. But what's happened along the way? Sin has creeped in and got comfortable.
Amen?
Sin has moved in and talking stuff. And that's mankind's willful disobedience to the law of God. Just know we can find our hope in Christ.
Yeah.
He is the hope of glory.
Yeah.
And when you've tried everything and you've tried everyone, the old saints would say, what's the matter with Jesus? He's all right. They say it. Ain't nothing wrong with Jesus. What's the matter with him? He is all right. And they would say, I tried him, and he's all right. Can I ask you a question this morning? Have you tried him?
Yes.
And have you found him to be all right?
Yeah.
That when you were at your lowest moment, in your darkest hour, have you tried him? Have you given him a shot? Given him a try today?
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
He will make things all right.
Amen.
When he went to the cross, he made things all right.
Yes, he did.
When he was beaten and crucified, he made things all right. When he rose on the third day morning, he made things all right.
Yeah.
When he got up, things were made all right.
That's right.
Hope is all around us. We just miss it. Amen?
Amen.
Hope is in the lost and found section.
Yes.
And all you got to do is go claim your hope. Amen?
Yeah.
I got my claim ticket, and I just showed up because I need some hope.
Yeah.
Amen? And we've got to do that. Come unto him and just say, Lord, I need you in this situation. Won't he do it today?
Yeah.
And once you get that hope, don't be greedy. Don't hold on to it. But let some other say, child, I was hopeless, but then I got hoped. And when God hoped me, I can tell somebody else
that
he'll be right there for you.
Yeah.
That ought to be our testimony. Folk will look this week and say, I'm going to see how the Christian is responding.
Well,
and every now and then, they look long enough, they might get a shot in the house.
Right.
Blessed be to God today. Isaiah says it well.
Yes.
It's like we've gotten spiritual amnesia. 48:28-31 says, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting Father, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? Here's how I know it. He giveth power to the faint. And to them who have no might, he increases strength.
Yes.
Even the youth shall faint, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yeah. Right.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Aren't you glad you serve a God like that today?
Yeah.
That no matter what you're going through, what you holding, I'm holding some more. And the truth of the matter is that even in this here and now, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. No more crying there. We're going to see the King. No more dying there. We're going to see the King. I know you said, Reverend, I don't want to talk about going nowhere right now. But blessed be the God, we have hope in what? A new heaven and a new earth. And so that's the good news today, that in your dark hour, in your down hour, in your time of disappointment and distress and depression, I dare you to put some hope in the recipe.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can't cook one lick. But I used to watch Mama make those cakes.
Yeah.
And I still get the batter bowl now for my wife. Can I have it? Can I lift the bowl? But Mama went through all that stuff.
That's
and
right.
Then she put in some of that extract.
Yeah.
That would change the flavor.
Yeah.
And can I tell you that God has sent us hope?
Yeah.
As an expat, you want flavor and favor in your life?
Yeah.
I dare you to put some hope in.
Yeah.
I dare you to say, Lord, I don't feel away, but I hope in you.
Yeah.
In your darkest
hour. Go ahead, Pastor.
Hope shows up.
Yes.
Isaiah was speaking prophetically.
Mm-hmm.
For what God had told him on what to expect.
Mm.
You know, I feel better now that I turned and pivoted toward this message. Why? It helped me.
Yes.
And I pray it helped you. That is the word of God today. It's all that we've got. Come on, thank you, David.
Yes, sir.
We can't be gloom and doom, folks. I don't know. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, in my thoughts and prayers, I said to a co-worker, what are your thoughts? The word says, your thoughts are not my thoughts.
That's right.
And your ways are not my ways. So clarify that.
Yeah.
In my thoughts, what you're thinking? That the Lord can make a way.
Yes.
What are you praying? Not about Washington.
Right.
I'm praying about a God who can change things around.
Yes.
Those are my thoughts.
Yes.
And prayers without being political. But to be prophetic.
Yes.
So we must renew our minds today.
Yes. Thank you.
Just play that soft there, Sister Tammy. Great is thy faithfulness. God can do anything. Father, we come standing on your promises today, believing what has been documented in the Holy Writ, and walking away from it saying, I got hope. I'm a hope dealer.
Yes.
But as we come today, there are those who are hopeless. And that's why you sent Jesus to die our souls to save. There's one today in this place. If there's one today streaming, I pray in the name of Jesus that you might give them hope that comes from knowing Jesus Christ. No 20-day plan, no reinvention, no makeover would do it, but it's only through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
No other name of which men and women can be saved, but by the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow.
Yes.
Every tongue shall confess. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus,
yes,
as an ambassador for you, that you might touch that heart today. Wherever they are in their walk. And if you don't know him, never experience him, the prayer to pray is, Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes.
I am a sinner. I desire a Savior. Save me today.
Yes, Lord.
Do it, we pray now.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Give God the praise. Give me just 1 minute to take a seat. Thank you for being here today.
Yes.